Just a year ago, Dean Hofmeister brought in my office a lady who'd accepted the appointment of Dean of the College for Women. Within weeks, she had revealed the qualities for which you all know her. A hard-working, perceptive, sensitive, responsive addition to our staff. And I don't know whether to congratulate ourselves or to congratulate her on her amazing conquest of not merely the university community, I'm quite bold but correct in this, the entire Rochester community. May I present to you Dean Margaret Harbine, upon whose shoulders we were able successfully to put a great deal of the arduous task of preparing for this moment, and upon whose shoulders will rest very solidly and competently the task of making this experiment a success.
I should like, first of all, to read to you this afternoon a statement of Mrs. Henry Danforth. We regret very much that she could not be with us, but she sent these words. She says, "In spite of deep affection for the Prince Street campus, from which in one way and another have come some of the best interests and friendships of my life, I rejoice in the tangible beginning that we see today for two special reasons. The first, that through past membership on the liaison committee, there is understanding of the continual perplexities and problems with the waste of time, energy, and interest that are due to the separation of the colleges. Secondly, because of my conviction that the women whose imagination and devotion to the cause open the college doors to the daughters of later generations would welcome this development. I knew them. What they worked for was equal opportunity, and I can hear their glad applause for this crowning achievement of their labor and their dreams. I must confess that this is personally a very exciting moment for me. I have for almost a year now, in my dreams at least, lived in this building for which we are about to break ground. I have walked its corridors. I've sat in its living room and imagined its lovely colors and its lovely furniture. I've done some reading in its reading rooms, and I've listened to some music in its music rooms, and I've done a little studying at its desks. And of course, it is exciting to see one's dream begin to be a reality. But I think my greatest excitement today comes from thinking about the women who will live here, because I am thinking about them a great deal. I'm thinking of them as they live and work and learn and mature in this lovely building and on this lovely campus. I'm thinking of them as they share all of the beautiful and most modern of educational opportunities here. I need not say to you that the College for Women, as a division of the college, has always had a distinguished reputation. Its faculties, its graduates, bear eloquent witness to the kind of educational standard which has been maintained there through the years. I am saying, rather, that with the best of the past, we shall add the best the present and the future have to offer, and we shall rise to greater, I do believe, and more shining heights. And so I think we are dedicating today not only a building, but we are dedicating ourselves to the promise of the prophet when he said, "This latter building shall be greater than the former."